Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Oh my goodness, Sabrina. You know those days when, like, the coffee shop doesn't have any iced coffee at all and it's super hot outside and then your air conditioner breaks? So you're like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the beach so that I can cool off. But then you get to the beach and there's no
parking.
No parking. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like literally the worst.
Those days are just so hard.
They are.
Like
But you know what?
What?
I didn't care at all today. Because I've got some MeUndies and it just helps me take a break from all those like stressful things going on in my world, and it gives me a soft summer.
You're not wrong, because I have some and it just feels like you're cocooned in this lovely softness. Like it's like the equivalent of having like a warm blanket on you, but they're nice, cool, and breathable.
They are. They are. It makes like all your problems melt away.
Oh, yes. You can just forget your day.
Yes. Like, I love the bralette. Like, it's super soft. And, you know, you don't get the little boob sweat underneath because it's so breathable.
That is nice.
And I can just clean and relax and lounge all day around my house in it.
Oh, you know what else I love is the fact that this is a company that doesn't just have underwear and like bras. They've got things like socks and swimwear and things like that. And their anklet socks, I don't know about you, but I put on anklet socks and no matter like where they're hitting, like my shoe, they never come up quite enough or thick enough to like cover that back part of the ankle where like the shoe rubs against it.
Right.
I have never had that problem with MeUndies ankle socks.
Right, because they have like that cushion lip to it. It's really
they're
nice.
So nice.
It's amazing.
So, yes.
You know, no matter how hot summer gets and like how sweaty you are, your butt doesn't have to be when you wear MeUndies.
That's true. You know why? Because they're light and breathable with micromodal fabric. Like you can feel comfy and cool all summer long.
And I love all their super fun, cool seasonal prints that they have to choose from and all the different styles that come in extra small to 4XL.
Yes. And I will say that if you dare to brave the heat and venture to the pool or beach, you can check out all of their new and improved swimwear styles.
Yeah.
That's really kind of where it's at.
It is. They're super soft, stretchy, and sustainably made. So we can make it a soft summer with MeUndies.
Yes. Oh, the absolute best. And here's the best part of this.
What's
you
the
ready
best
for
part?
This?
I am ready.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners.
Yay.
Yeah, for any first-time purchases, you get 15% off if you sign up for their free-to-join membership. You can also apply that 15% off to their already discounted membership prices.
That's so cool. What is the promo code?
Well, get this. It is PODFIX.
PODFIX.
Yes, so you're just going to go to MeUndies.com/PODFIX. So PODFIX. So that's MeUndies.com/PODFIX.
That's really cool. And it has 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Does not get any better than that.
That's right. Get yourself some MeUndies.
It's not going good better.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Two Drunk Girls in a Gen Z. I'm Laura.
No, you're not. Liar. Is this thing on?
I'm Jocelyn.
God damn it. I only get to be me.
I thought you were going to say I'm Sabrina. Say I'm Sabrina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Jocelyn.
Hi.
I'm not really Jocelyn, guys. I'm drunk.
Yes, you are.
That's an interesting name.
They gave me 3 beers with a 9% something.
ABV. It's called ABV.
But it's still 9% something.
Yes.
The first two may have only been 9%.
No, I think they're like 9.3.
No, 9%. This one's 9.8. It's almost 10.
It is almost 10. You can still count. You are doing good.
It's challenging.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Jocelyn.
I'm Sabrina.
I'm Laura. Hi.
What are we doing? The show?
We are doing Two Drunk Millennials and a Gen Z.
Excellent. Let's get into this.
Okay.
Let's
get into
it. So let me explain what's going down. We've got cards.
Whoa.
That we got. From below five.
Okay.
We're going to roll a dice and then answer questions.
How many sides is it?
Don't matter. We got dice. We're four-sided. Answering questions.
They're taking my lines.
It's four-sided dice because there's four decades, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s.
That's four more technical than I need it to be because...
Let me guess.
I don't know what...
You're drunk.
I am drunk. Thank you for noticing.
I did notice.
I'm also attempting to add lead to a mechanical pencil, and I don't think it's the right... What? How do you add...
You do it from the eraser. You open up the
eraser. You can't take out this eraser.
It has been erased too far.
Okay. Well, they took my lines. If this is your first episode, I'm sorry. Go back to a previous episode so you can hear how it's
supposed
to be.
Ain't gonna matter. It's still about the same. Hmm.
Yeah, it
what?
Is. What?
It's right. True. Listen.
Okay, well, one is the 80s, two is the 90s, three is the 2000s, and four is the 2010s.
That's right. And if you stuck around this long, congratulations.
We love you.
You can have a beer.
Yes, you can.
On me.
Have two.
That's right. Email me when you buy it at xbox18@aol.com. I'll congratulate you.
All right, I thought you were going to get them the beer.
Let's roll the dice.
I ain't got money.
Well, then why would you say that?
Because I just want to know if they get a beer. I can't be drinking alone.
You can come to our fridge and get a beer.
Okay, thank you. I do.
I know you do.
Oh, thanks.
It's good. It's great.
Four. Oh. I don't know how y'all see the damn dice from over here.
So
I rolled a two and all of y'all were like, it's a two! And you rolled a four, and I'm looking at it going, I think there's a number on there.
She is talking about previous episodes.
Yeah, go back and listen. I don't know which one, but go for it.
All right, so four is the 2010s.
Oh, my
God. That's a little cool face emoji on it.
So.
That's a cool face? I thought it was like a sticking your tongue out, wink, wink emoji.
No, this dude's wearing sunglasses.
And then there's a face.
Okay, but on the box, see?
My dog barking in the background. I don't know if you
heard
that.
There's a sticking your tongue out.
And a devil wink, emoji. Wink. And there's a poop emoji.
What?
You know, this makes me think about, you guys keep saying emojis, makes me think about The Circle, which is
of
on
life?
Netflix. No, it's on Netflix.
Oh.
It's a show where these people stay by themselves, but it's a social media show, so they have to get votes and gain popularity just through social media.
Well, not God, through social media, through The Circle.
That sounds awful.
Through The Circle. So, like, when they send messages and stuff, they'll be like, winky face emoji, sparkly emoji, sun emoji send.
Okay, well, The Circle is voice activated, so they're like, message, or...
Circle message.
Circle message, and then whatever they're saying.
Okay, you're telling me... is voice activated and they have to be like circle message and then they would have to be like winky face emoji.
Yeah.
Sparkly emoji. No, that's a lot of work.
So they're by themselves in individual apartments and they have to become influencers with nothing more than what they put on social media or The Circle.
There's
social
some
media
catfishes.
About them. There's people who are catfish that aren't playing themselves.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
But yeah, so the way they communicate is through circle message. And like.
I can tell you what that makes me think of. But we're still currently PG on this episode.
Are we?
I don't know. What's your question? What you got? Circle something.
All right, so.
Circle jerk.
My question from. That's. No. I mean, they could do that. I don't know.
I mean, that's.
I mean, they are recorded the entire time.
Ask the question.
You won't
ask it.
Which celebrity did not make a cameo on The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, God.
Was it A, William Shatner, B, Nicole Kidman, C, Octavia Spencer, or D, Buzz Aldrin?
I'm going with Nicole Kidman.
We don't know what that is.
Old. No, I'm kidding.
I know, I'm old.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To pop.
Pop what?
PopsiCo.
My head is high.
My hands are high.
My hands are high. My feet are low. And this is how I PopsiCo.
Her hands are high. Her feet are low. And this is how she PopsiCo's. PopsiCo. Mom, at the same time.
Oh. PopsiCo.
PopsiCo. PopsiCo. PopsiCo.
Hey, Jocelyn.
Hey, what?
Are you ready?
For what?
To pop.
Never mind, she's back. Hey, we were just talking about you.
Oh, good.
It was amazing.
Fucking love.
Anyways.
All right, Jocelyn, what's your choice?
I think... What were the options again?
A, William Shatner. B, Nicole Kidman. C, Octavia Spencer. Or D, Buzz Aldrin.
I'm going to go B because Sabrina went B.
Okay.
That's a poor choice.
Are those your final answers?
No, change mine to C.
C, Octavia Spencer?
Sure.
Oh, no, I think she was on the show.
And you're going B, Nicole Kidman? The answer is B, Nicole Kidman. Oh, I shouldn't
have changed. You shouldn't have changed your answer.
I like pretty... Big Bang Theory.
Okay, I have not... I... Real-time confession, guys.
I'm ready.
Slightly ashamed of this. I think I've only seen highlights of the show.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like I know I would enjoy the show.
I think you would.
I'm positive because I freaking love like the highlights of it. Like when I catch, you know, little like snippets on like Facebook or whatever else I freaking watch. I don't even know half the time. Let's be real. I end up places that's like down a black hole and I'm just like, I don't even know how I got here. It's a rabbit hole. I look over and there's Alice sitting there and I'm not even sure how I got
sipping
here.
Sipping her tea, right?
Yeah. Just chilling, going, eat me. Awkward. Okay.
I don't think Alice ever said eat me.
No, but I mean, she was holding them little signs.
Those were snack cakes.
Oh!
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is I could have eaten those?
You could have eaten them.
Well, you would have grown or shrunk.
Or shrunk.
Explains my social life.
I think the drink me shrunk you and the eat me grew you.
There's a lot I could say because I'm 3 beers in.
Yeah.
We're just going to say, what's the next category, Laura?
Oh, let me roll the dice and that's I will let you know.
You're welcome. I don't know why I said you're welcome.
Four again.
2010s. You know, I should know a lot about this category because it was only like 12 years ago.
Right. You should know a lot.
I should. But I could also drink all of the 2010s.
You can also drink.
Yes. We could drink all of the 2000s.
We sure could.
We could drink, like, almost all of the 2000s.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just saying.
I could
minus 4 years. Minus 4 years. We could drink.
That's not almost all.
Okay. It's more than half.
Statistically speaking.
It's more than half.
Can I just say, when you said I could drink the 2010s, I didn't think like, oh, I could drink. I'm 21. I took it as I am drinking this year. Like, I am consuming the year.
Is that not what we say?
Liquid beverages.
I say that every year.
Accurate. I don't understand the problem here, Jocelyn.
Yeah, I don't either.
I misunderstood at first. That's why I was like, you drink?
Yeah, 2010? We could drink more than half of the 2000s.
I don't like you and your math skills at the moment.
Listen.
And you know what I have to say that? I say, what celebrity had a baby in 2018?
Okay.
Was it Kylie Jenner?
Uh-huh.
Beyonce?
Uh-huh.
Carrie Underwood? Did she even have kids? Or Anne Hathaway? I ain't going to judge. Is she even with somebody?
Anne Hathaway had a kid.
Kylie Jenner.
What?
Yeah, Anne Hathaway had a kid.
That's a lie. What is this kid's name?
Cocoa Butter?
I need to ask Jeeves. I'm a failure. Oh, I just Google
searched. All of them had kids, but I'm going to go Beyonce.
I'm going to go Kylie Jenner.
I'm going Beyonce.
Well, I hate to inform you, but...
I know it's not Beyonce.
It is Kylie Jenner.
Look at you. Go again.
Look at you. I don't even know where have I been?
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. We have a little surprise for you. Is that a chicken?
So Jocelyn, secret obsession of Jocelyn's is she watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I do not watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes, because
and that's the Jenners.
I don't know what you're saying.
She sits here and sends me TikToks and stuff from him all the time.
She has two kids.
Yeah.
And Hathaway.
I know. She has kids.
I don't watch Keeping Up.
And she's married. I'm a failure at life.
You are.
Okay. She married in 2012. That's a year after I almost said received marriages.
I don't know why I said that.
But after almost a year after I was married. I was married in 2011. She was married in 2012. I'm a failure. She has two kids. I have two kids.
And it's like you're the same person.
And I are basically the same
person. I've never seen you in the same room.
Have you ever caught a falling star and put it in your pocket?
We're both 39.
You never let it get away?
Never let it get away.
So the Kylie Jenner in the foyer thing. Okay, so her mom is holding a pig in a blanket. Like, not the food, like a pig in a blanket.
I like that she knew she had to specify.
She saw me drooling, that is why.
And she was over, like, the little intercom that they have in their house, I guess. She was like, Kylie Jenner to the foyer. Kylie Jenner to the foyer. We have a little surprise for you. And then Kylie comes up the stairs or down the stairs or wherever she came. She goes...
There were stairs involved, people. That's all we need to know.
And then she goes, is that a chicken?
For a pig in a blanket.
But not the food.
I don't know, but now I really just want chicken wrapped in a blanket. But the food.
I think pigs in a blanket would also be really good right now.
I just
with some want like spicy food. Brown mustard.
Ooh.
Sounds really good.
You know what else sounds good?
Funyuns.
And tacos.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're over my house, and I'm pretty sure there should be tacos here.
And a Baja Blast.
Accurate. Yeah. That's accurate.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure we just made Chris go buy the stuff last time.
We
with
did.
With my money.
But we could just Uber Eats it.
Yeah, I was like, here.
Can we Uber Eats tacos?
That's a lot of work, and I don't have the mental capacity right now, Laura.
I hear you.
For tacos?
Nor
and a Baja Blast.
Am I sure my and stomach can hold it at the moment?
What?
My brain is like, yeah, do it. YOLO.
YOLO.
And my stomach is going, whoa, hang on, time out.
Brain is the right one.
Do you think you can't eat?
I think these 9% beverages are taking up a fair amount of space.
But we made two Taco Bell jokes today.
You know what? I'm not Uber Eating
that
it.
That was our third one. Because it's really expensive to Uber Eat.
Like, holy cow, for the taco box, that is like $18 if I go pick
that
it up.
That is why we made Chris go get it last time. We were drunk. And I was
take my card.
Tell him to get
a party box.
You can't eat a party box?
Yeah, you have like one or two tacos.
You don't want tacos.
What, one or two tacos?
I can't. Guys, I need to roll the dice.
Okay, roll the dice while she's texting. And a Baja Blast, please.
And you know what mine says? It says two. Unless it's five backwards.
It's a four-sided dice.
And I got the 90s again.
Oh, there's no fives.
There's no fives.
That's a trick question.
Listen, brain.
That's a four-sided dice. Why would there be a five? Because my brain says maybe it's a five.
You listen to your brain now, but not about Taco Bell?
My brain is also, I don't know what I'm saying. 90 is what you got.
What website was not around in the 90s?
My God.
Amazon. Oh, ooh. This one's easy. Amazon. Match.com, eBay, or Facebook.
Oh, my God. Facebook. It didn't come out until 2004 because why I know this? Because
you were like the first one on Facebook.
I sure as hell was.
Because you were in college.
I was in college.
And so you were like the first one on Facebook.
And I had to request colleges.
Yeah. Facebook.
2004. It's Facebook.
Yep.
On Facebook, bitch.
You know, well...
Leave Britney alone.
I love Britney.
I do too.
I love Britney too. I love
also,
her.
Also, I never... Britney... I know you're listening.
Yes, always.
Brittany, we love you. Please come guest star on our show.
I never announced my love for Brittany, but I just knew all of her songs. But people would be like, so you're a Brittany fan? I was like, nah, I just know all of her songs.
Right, so, because someone who's not a fan would definitely know all their songs.
I didn't see Crossroads.
You didn't see Crossroads?
Thank you, See, my fan.
How did you not see Crossroads? Do you know Gamora is in it?
What?
Gamora is her friend. Zoe, yeah. Whatever.
Yes, who's also in
Avatar.
I was going to say Pandora. Same difference.
Yes. She was in Crossroads with Britney Spears. She was a co-star.
She also... Hold up. Hang on here. There was another main... Like, there was another big one that she was in, but I can't think right now.
I really wouldn't consider Crossroads a big one, but...
No, I would not either.
But...
I just want to say I absolutely love the videos Britney posts on...
When she's just twirling?
Wait. When on Instagram where she's just twirling. Like, she'll just, like, sway side to side, and then she'll twirl. But, like... And then her caption will be super long. Or it will just be, like, a rose and a sparkle. And I... thrive to be like that.
Is she still pregnant? She's pregnant, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Britney's, I think she's pregnant.
What?
Britney's...
Is this 2005 again?
No, Sabrina. Britney's pregnant with her new boy.
She's having a boy?
No, with her new man in her life.
Oh my god, I'm so confused. It might be the alcohol.
We went to
I also just felt Britney-latedly. So this is not helping me. I can't think of her last name, and it's not bitch.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Britney Spears?
They Thank lost you. Their baby. She oh, had a I'm miscarriage. So sorry. Yeah.
Those are rough. I miscarried.
I did not miscarry. Do you know I'm a rainbow baby?
I'm a rainbow baby too.
Are you really?
I am.
Oh my god, we have so much in common.
We really do. I was a rainbow baby. Yeah.
I was a rainbow baby.
Yeah, my mom carried my brother full term, and then he was stillborn.
No, I think my mom carried the baby before me 5 months.
I carried a baby 3 months and then lost it, and then had my youngest. But I also have a rainbow baby.
You do have a rainbow baby.
So it's like a double rainbow at my house, or a rainbow baby having a rainbow baby. You're also, but you didn't have a rainbow baby.
I did not have a rainbow baby.
I carried a baby in my arms.
That doesn't sound
have the same.
I carried it
in a rainbow fashion.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that makes me really sad to kind of hear that. Yeah. I mean, to kind of hear, to definitely hear.
To kind of hear it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I was only partially listening.
Legit. I mean,
what?
I only partial listen most of the time. So there you go. Yay, ADHD. But no, like that's rough when you're having real time talk. I was gonna say anybody that goes out there and goes through that, I am so very sorry, because it is it's hard because nobody wants to talk about it.
Right. Right.
That's something that no, because what do you do? Like, hey, how are you doing today? I just miscarried a baby you didn't even know I was pregnant with. Like, how do you bring that up?
Right, you don't.
No, so that's hard. So it's like even later term and stuff. Like, my mom used to tell me that she would avoid picking up the phone because she didn't want to be like, answer the phone and somebody would be like, have you had the baby yet? And she'd be like, the baby's dead.
Right. Like, how do you say that? You can't.
No.
It's hard.
That's a very hard conversation. Especially, right. Let's be real. In America, where nobody likes to talk about death.
Right.
And how to fix things.
Right.
That is not something that is discussed.
Right.
Unless it's, you know, abortion. And then we discuss the hell out of it.
Right. But, like, I think I read somewhere, and I could be wrong, that, like, a miscarriage could technically get the woman in trouble.
Yes, because what? Here's the thing. Here's the
With
thing.
The new abortion laws.
So, if here's the kicker.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yes, it's very stupid, because here's the kicker. So, when I had my miscarriage, I walked into the room, and the doctor says to me, so I'd already gone to the hospital, and when you have a miscarriage, it is considered a spontaneous abortion.
Correct.
And so you're sitting there as a woman, and they're trying to tell you that you've lost this baby, and they're like, so you had a spontaneous abortion. And of course, abortion, when you hear that term, is not something that you think like miscarriage. You think, right. I chose this, and this is something that I chose. But it's not, obviously. It's a miscarriage. It's nothing that you did wrong.
Right.
And yet, here we are. But it's written down as a spontaneous abortion. So then I had to go and see my doctor, who then I had to discuss my spontaneous abortion with, and then they had to sit there and tell me, okay, well, you weren't able to carry this baby full term, Do we need to do a DNC? Do we need to, like, they had to look through the term, the all everything, and they were like, okay, well, it's going in your record that you've had a spontaneous abortion. Why?
Right, but I think under the new Texas law or Mississippi or one of the state's laws.
Yes, if you have a spontaneous abortion. Is considered
abortion.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to answer as to why this happened. And I can tell you right now, most of the time, we have no idea.
Like, right.
I don't know. Maybe the pregnancy wasn't viable. Maybe, I don't know. Chances are the pregnancy wasn't viable, A.
Right.
B, I mean, I'm never going to say it's the woman's fault as to why, because chances are it's not.
Right.
If you have a spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage, that is something that has gone wrong with that pregnancy. It's not something you're choosing to have happen.
Right.
It is not something you are opting for. You're not throwing yourself downstairs. That, no, I'm sorry. So to be questioned about that, like, I know when I had it, I was so distraught, and it was horrible. It was something, because you're in so much pain going through it initially. It's something you don't wish for, and then it's happening, and it is some, honestly, real-time talk, and your body is having to then discard
right
this child as if you're in labor. So it is as painful as labor. So then for it to have somebody like the government to come in and be like questioning you, like, oh, well, you had an abortion. What is this about? No, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Two middle fingers is what you're going to get from me.
Right.
So, you know, and it's one of those things that I see that, and I honestly, whenever I see those, like, the posts on Facebook and stuff that says, have you, like, you know a woman that's had an abortion? Yes. In theory, I have had an abortion because it was a spontaneous abortion. It's not something I planned. It's not something I wanted, but it happened. But how is that any different than anybody that's had that chose to have an abortion?
Right.
Because honestly, it's the same things that we experience.
I think that I haven't told you guys my new argument against abortion.
What is it?
Wait, like,
so in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
Adam did not become a living being until he took his first breath.
Thank you.
So in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
Did you mean against anti-abortion?
Yes.
Okay. You said whatever. Against abortion. I was like, wait.
Yeah, but
you
know what I meant.
Anti-abortion.
So Adam was not considered a living being until he took his first breath. Not his heartbeat.
Right.
Not any of the other functions he could do. It was his first breath.
Yeah.
So that baby is not a life.
No, until they take their first breath.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's in the book of Genesis.
Because bottom line, guess what? It's not my decision. It's not my life.
No.
It's not. I'm not the person that, am I for abortion? No, but that's me personally.
Right.
Am I pro-choice? Absolutely.
Right. Do I think abortion's for me? The answer is no.
No.
I don't think I could do it.
You sat here, Laura, and you told me that that was something you chose, I'd be right. Like, all right, well, okay, do you need me? Where do you need me?
Right. And that's the same for anybody in my life.
Yeah.
For anyone, if they came to me and said, Laura, this is what I needed to do
this
in my life.
This is what I need.
Then yes. 100% I support that.
Because guess what? It's not my life. It's not my choice. Life.
I don't live with that on my conscience.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it doesn't matter to me what anybody in this world does to their body.
People also don't realize that some women get abortions because they physically can't carry the child or are unable to afford to even deliver the child because it costs money.
Yes.
And that's the argument. It costs money
to even go to the doctor and be like, hey, I'm experiencing something. And then telling you, oh, it's because you're pregnant. Then you get charged like $400.
And here's the other thing, too, is bottom line is, if you make that choice to not carry that baby full term, guess what? Whose choice is that?
That's the mother's choice.
Correct. Yeah. It's not my choice. I'm not saying, okay, well, if you carry that baby full term, guess what? I will cover your costs.
Right.
I will cover that child through college. No.
Until
what am I nuts?
there's
better... I am better, barely cover my bar tab.
Right. Until there is better support in the world for single moms, for health insurance. I know mostly the United States
for
health
married insurance. Couples in general.
That is true, too.
And people aren't even banning abortions. They're banning safe abortions.
Yes. Right, because abortions will still happen.
It's going to happen no matter what.
And then you lose the life of the mother and yes. that unborn child.
Yeah. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. But so. There has to be a better option.
Yeah.
For people who are pro-life to give to people who are pro-choice.
And here's the thing is I'm sorry. For you're not just pro-choice. You're pro your choice. You have chosen not to have an abortion. That does not mean I have chosen not to have an abortion.
Right.
So you're quote-unquote pro-choice or pro-life. That applies to you only. That does not apply to me.
Right.
So for you to sit there and tell me otherwise, like, I can be pro-life and pro-choice. Because guess what? I'm not for abortion. I'm not pro-abortion.
Right.
Per se, but it's not my choice.
Right. I think every person that lives on the face of this earth does have a right to what they choose to do with themselves.
Bottom line, guess what? Hey, all you Christians out there, guess what? You were given the choice to make your own decisions.
Right. That's actually also in the Bible because God correct. Gave freedom of choice.
Correct.
So don't sit here and take away my freedom of choice.
That is correct.
Yep. And that is my argument for the anti-abortion people.
Yes.
All around.
I really just don't understand. Just because I'm pro-choice, does that mean I'm pro-abortion?
Correct.
That is not what that is saying. I will help anybody out there that wants to have a safe pregnancy and give up their child to somebody else. But guess what? I'm also going to fully support anybody that is like, you know what? This is not for me. I can't carry this baby. This baby is not viable. This is not the right time for me. I don't care.
Right.
It's not my body. It's not my choice.
Right.
So I am 1,000% there for anybody that makes their own decisions at any point in their life.
Yes, I agree with that.
So that is my take on that. Will I go over all options with somebody? Absolutely. I mean, right. do I want to see an abortion happen? No, but once again, bottom line is that's your choice.
Your choice. And your choice alone.
Yes, but I will support you no matter what.
Right. I don't think there should be a criminal charge brought against the women.
No.
Whatsoever.
Absolutely not. No. Because if that's the case, if there's criminal charge against the woman, why is there no criminal charge against the man?
Correct.
So let's go ahead and throw everybody under the bus then.
Right.
Why are we choosing one party? Why? Because we know that this is the mother of the child?
Right. Because, you know, I like the memes that fight it that say that a woman can only carry one baby.
Yes, but a man can
impregnate hundreds of people.
So here's my other thing, too, is and this is actually something that happened to me, is that
you're impregnated 100 times.
It's true. But I only have two, so come at me. No, when I was pregnant with my first, because I'm O negative. So as a negative person, as somebody that is a negative blood type, you have to get a shot in the ass. Because if that baby has positive blood, your body will fight that baby and will attack it. Not necessarily the first one, but the second child that you have, if they also have a positive blood type, your body will attack that child as if it is this
a parasite.
Problem. Yes, a parasite. Yeah. Thank you. So you have to get a shot in the ass in case you have a second child. So that way your body will not attack it. Right. So I will never forget. I had gone to I don't want to say science fair, but it was like a health fair at my job. And we were talking about it and stuff. And they had talked about how if you're negative blood type, you have to get the shot. And this and that. And I said, okay, well, what if my husband is a negative blood type?
And I swear to you, this woman looked me straight in the face and said, "That's great, but we don't know if that's the father of the baby." And I went, "But I know it's the father of the baby." Wow. And I was like, this woman just called me a hoe.
She did.
She called me a hoe.
She called you a hoe.
And my response was, "Okay, that makes sense." And then I stopped and thought about it and I was like, she just called me a hoe.
She said, "Use a hoe."
She's, yes, use a hoe. So I don't remember my whole point of this thing.
Anyways, the point is pro-choice because it's your choice, not my choice. I can have a choice for myself that differs from the choice for you, and we can still get along and be okay.
Yeah. I think it had to do something with, like,
dads also need to be held responsible.
Yeah. But also the fact that women are not apparently trusted in their choice of men, and that they apparently cannot be trusted. They know who the father of their child is.
Clearly.
Which is comical to me.
Well, I'll tell you. I know that Chris is 100% the father of my child. She came out looking like him 100%.
Actually, my father birthed me.
In fact, true story. So I looked at her upon giving birth and I said, "Chris, who did you cheat on me with? Because this child looks nothing like me." And I only said that because my dad's genes are super strong.
Yeah.
From my cousins to we look alike. And so to have a kid that looked nothing like me at birth, I was like, there is no way this is my child. There is no way. I know I just pushed her out, but there is no way this is my kid.
That's right. My child was birthed and my husband came over to me and the first thing out of his mouth was, Brina, she's white. And then he walked away. My husband's black. He's Haitian. And that was the first thing. And literally, I'm like sprawled out like Jesus. And my response was, "How white are we talking?" So that was my experience.
Yeah, okay, but I understand it coming from the dad's point of view, but me as the mom.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't my kid.
No.
She looks totally nothing like me because she's 100% Chris. Yes. So there was no denying that Chris was the father.
I'm not Chris. Chris is my dad. I'm Jocelyn.
I don't know about that.
I'm not 100% him. I'm 100% Jocelyn.
That's cute, Jocelyn. That's cute.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This subject has gone way off the track.
What was the question I asked?
What celebrity had a baby?
No, what website was not around in the 90s?
No, that was the last one.
Yeah, that's what led to this conversation.
No, it was the baby ones about Anne Hathaway.
No, I had the baby one. So legit, hers was the what website was not around. Oh, yeah,
Facebook.
Around.
And then Facebook. I said that Britney Spears is pregnant. Then we looked it up, and then we found out that she had a miscarriage, and then, that's where we
went. I don't know, ADHD.
Yeah, seriously. Anyways, if you kept up with our whole conversation, thank you so very much. But until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Sabrina.
I'll actually say my name. I'm Jocelyn.
Bye.
So you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
She just said bye over.
She sure did.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.